This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Carm Capriotto. Welcome to another episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Do I have a hell of a show here for you? Eric Svedberg is with me. And we're going to talk about a fix for structured testing systems, basic testing, intermediate testing, advanced testing, and why his system works so well and how to apply it in your shop. So that's going to be so darn cool. Hey, thank you so much to our great sponsors, Napa Auto Care and Napa Trax. You know, Napa Auto Care has got some great programs going on. Please look into their apprentice program. Contact your Napa rep and Napa Trax. Oh my God, Napa Trax is all kinds of local representation and all kinds of training. They have some of the best stuff available to you. See Napa Trax. Are you looking to take your shop to the next level? With Napa Auto Care, you can deliver unbeatable customer confidence through the peace of mind warranty. Learn how to upgrade your service and grow your business. Connect with your local Napa rep today. Hey, for over 30 years, Napa Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the best, most comprehensive SMS in the industry. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, let's get started with Eric Svedberg, European Auto Works, Virginia Beach.
Hey, Carm, nice to be here.
Hey, Eric, thank you. You've been on a couple of times before. We kind of lost touch, but then I found out that you're doing some really fun coaching things with a company called Fuel. What a cool name.
Yeah, Fuel Coaching, just one-on-one for now, no group. Just small scale, just me, myself, and I.
That's okay. That's how I started 10 years ago. It was me, myself, and I as a podcaster. And now we've got, you know, all these shows on our network. And in fact, you're probably going to be the first one. I think this is the first show that I'm really announcing that we are becoming the Automotive Repair Podcast Network, automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. And we have our own listening app coming out. Look for a video on how it works. Look for a bunch of QR codes coming out. It's going to be great. We have been working on it for a year, and I know you're going to love it. Well, look at learning about your Fuel Coaching group. And then you said, hey, Carm, I got this level testing amplifier. And I says, oh my God, it sounds cool. Tell me about it. And so when you did, I said, I think the industry needs to know about that because a lot of testing that we do, or we call it, Eric, isn't the cool word diagnostic or diag? And maybe it's for the cool kids, but I don't think that works for the clients. I think we need to talk about testing.
Well, I prefer the word testing because diagnostic, diagnose, assumes you're going to come to a conclusion or testing. You know, you do a test, you have a result, you might need another test.
I get it. And you are going to present this to us today and tell everybody how they can get this and download this piece. This is the coolest piece.
Well, they can find me on Facebook, Eric.Svedberg, or Instagram, Eric.Svedberg. I'm sure you have a link on this. If they just message me, I'll send them a link to it.
It is a great link. It's a two-pager. That's all it is. And it really goes through the basic testing, the intermediate testing, and the advanced testing, and why the system works, how to apply it in the shop. But, you know, why testing isn't profitable today in most shops. Let's talk about that.
We can talk about that for like two shows, probably. Number one, you know, in the auto repair business, we all know that when you sell an hour's worth of labor, you usually have a certain amount of parts that goes with it. So therefore, you have the profit on the labor and you have the profit on the parts side. So when you're selling a bunch of testing, you're missing the parts revenue. So you're already losing out of the get-go. So this system helps to make up some of that. Next, one of the other issues in our industry is your ATEC, the one that's spent the most time learning, training, buying tools, can do the hardest jobs in the shop. If you put that person in one bay and you're giving him canned communication issues, you're giving him electrical issues, you're giving him the car that had a sunroof leak that, you know, filled up a floorboard that had modules in it, so on and so forth. And then you have a B-Tech that's knocking out suspension and brakes beside them. All things being equal, who's making more money? Many times the B-Tech. So we have to make up that.
So tech efficiency gap. And think about what it's costing today for the software that we we have to use in that testing process.
Yeah, and I think we all know it's not a one and done. It's a one and yeah, buy it again next year.
Hey, listen, I'm on this big rant about this big language shift in the industry, and my focus is really on the customer looking in.
Well, I think the systems makes a lot of sense. If you go diagnose, sometimes, you know, a customer might be confused. Diagnose what? What are we even talking about? Where I think a customer can say, okay, you're going to test something. That makes sense to me.
Totally get it. Well, okay, you have a three-level system. Level one is basic testing. Kind of go over it with us.
Whenever I talk to any shop owner, usually I ask them, if I walked into your shop, you know, just say I had a Honda Accord and a check engine light, and I walked up to your service advisor and say, okay, here's what's going on. I have a check engine light. You know, here are my keys. Where are you going to charge for that? The answers I get are usually pretty similar, but sometimes they struggle to explain it. But it usually goes something like, well, you know, our testing fee is $189 or $199, or sometimes it's some way low number of $99. We're going to give the car to the technician. He's going to spend up to an hour. They're usually always quoting time, which I say never quote time. So they usually say the technician will spend up to an hour. Hopefully he's going to do some testing. He's going to hopefully get to the bottom of it. But if he doesn't, then we'll give you a call and tell you where we're at. And if we need something else, we'll discuss it then. So then I always think, you know, if I was a customer and turn around, I'm leaving. If I agree to that, which obviously most people would, I would think, gee, I sure hope this shop doesn't call me. You know, I think it leaves a bad taste in their mouth, like, you know, this open-ended transaction. That's the first part. Level one, level two, level three, that's what we call it. Level one testing, level two testing, level three testing. So level one testing, one problem that is duplicable, happens all the time. Check engine light is on and all the time, on all the time. Or the driver's window does not work. Or the power lift gate does not work. Or the ABS light is on. Or the SRS light is on. It's not intermittent. So that's our baseline level one testing. So we take our base labor rate, multiply it by 1.5, that's the testing fee. And we pay the tech 1 hour. We expect the tech will probably take a half an hour to figure out that type of issue. Should be pretty straightforward. The reason we charge 1.5, the extra half hour, is to pay the shop for the number one, missing parts income. And number two, to put money towards those crazy expensive tools you were talking about earlier, the software that you have to purchase again at the end of the year. Level two testing, that is more than one issue or intermittent. You know, that noise on the right front, but only makes a noise here and there, and you have to drive over a certain speed bump at a certain, you know, 20 degree angle on the steering wheel.
The concept of these different levels is if an intermittent issue comes in, we don't even talk about level one. Level one, level two, level three, these are internal concepts. We really don't talk about them to the customer. We basically say to the customer, listen, we've got to do some intermediate testing or whatever because it's intermittent. And I'm sure there's a different rate for that and a different language to speak of because you're going in there maybe more blind than if you had a constant light.
Actually, everything I've said so far, I tell a customer.
You do? Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's not an issue. And when I finish with the three levels, and we have four, we'll start with three. And then at the very end, I can tell you the fourth, but I'll lay out the three and then I can give you some techniques on how to sell it. Level two, more than one issue. Say you have, you know, a check engine light and it's sending you in two different directions. Say you have an EVAP issue, which, and you also have a misfire, which usually those are not connected. If you have a misfire and a, you know, maybe an air fuel ratio card code, maybe those would be connected, who knows, or CAT efficiency or something like that. So intermittent or more than one issue. Or, you know, say someone has an SRS light on and they have a lift gate that doesn't work. The reason we usually go level one with SRS and level one with ABS, 90% of the time, they're pretty simple. We don't go down any crazy rabbit holes with those. Level three, Pandora's box. So you have that customer, took it to two other shops. They couldn't fix it. Now they're at your shop. Or they've put four different parts on the car. It's still not fixed. Now it's at your shop. pretty much most shop owners know which cars I'm talking about. That's level three. How to sell it. Let's just start with maybe someone that walks through the door. If someone walks through the door and, hey, I have a check engine light. Okay, cool. How long has that light been on? Oh, it just came on 2 days ago. Oh, is it on and off or intermittent? Nope, on all the time. Okay, cool. Well, we tell them we have three levels of testing. You obviously don't need level three because that only is like 5% of the time. So number one, we always throw level three out the window and tell them we're doing that when we know 99.9% of the time we don't need it for whatever they're describing. So all of a sudden, the customer has this feeling, oh, well, they're already getting rid of the most expensive thing now that, you know, this person's almost my best friend. We now only have two left. We then explain, hey, it does not sound like you have an intermittent problem. It sounds like, you know, it's just one issue. So we can start with level one and it costs this amount of money if you want to go ahead. So, you know, if it's something very simple, we're just starting with level one. If it's any inkling that might be something more difficult than a level one, we're selling level twos at the counter all day long. And then we can drop it to a level one. And we'll tell them we'll drop it to a level one. We'll explain everything. We'll show them pictures. We'll give them a call. We'll tell them that they're going to buy us a Christmas present, you know, when we drop it to a level one, if that's the case. And usually they're very receptive to that. The reason we're trying to sell the majority of level twos is for shop efficiency. We don't want a technician to bring in a car, hook everything up, knee deep into the thing, and then stop and say, hey, guess what? I need something else, which is the reason I came up with this system and adapted it, you know, over and over and over again to make it as perfect as possible, because we've been doing this for over 8 years, so that technician can keep working. Because there's nothing worse than they stop, let me call the customer, customer does answer the phone, go back, service advisor tells the tech, can't get a hold of them. Now he has to go park the car, bring another car in. And yeah, as soon as he brings the other car in, you know, the customer then calls. Throws all efficiency out the window. So level three, that one's pretty easy to sell, to tell you the truth, because the customer usually knows they have a messed up car. So the customer's coming in saying, hey, I've had it at two other shops, or hey, I've put these parts on this car, or hey, I've had this issue for 6 months. Or, hey, I did try and fix it 6 months ago, or whatever the story is. So our response is the same. We always say we have three levels of testing. It's not level one, obviously, right? And it doesn't sound like it's level two. And if we usually say something like, and if it was easy, it would have already been fixed by the other two shops. So therefore, psychologically, the customer is thinking, well, that makes sense, because if it was easy, the other shop probably would have fixed it, or these parts I put on that car would have fixed it. So we say, hey, this is going to be our level three testing. This is how much. And then they always say, well, does that go towards the repair? That's on all the levels. Does that go towards the repair? No, that's for time spent. So that's obviously our go-to answer for that. Level one, base rate times 1.5. Level two, base rate times 2.5. Level three at my shop is going to be base rate times four, but you can be anywhere between base rate 3.5 to 4.5. As far as paying the tech, level one, pay the tech 1 hour. Level two, pay the tech 2 hours. Level three, pay to the tech either 3 up to 4 hours, depending on which rate you pick.
As a NAPA Auto Care, you already know that your reputation is built on trust, reliability, and service. That's why every member automatically provides customers with the 24-month, 24,000-mile peace of mind nationwide warranty. Now, that's coverage your customer counts on and a competitive edge you can't afford to overlook. Want to deliver even more value? Well, you can upgrade to the 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty program. Even better, that extended coverage is also available when your customers use their NAPA credit card for qualifying repairs and service. With quality NAPA replacement parts built to meet or exceed OEM standards, you're not just offering competitive pricing and reliability, you're standing behind your work with the best warranty in the industry. Give your customers peace of mind wherever the road takes them and give your business the advantage it deserves. To get started, connect with your local NAPA representative today. Hey, stay ahead of the curve with Napa Auto Care's newest auto tech initiatives, Fast Track Assessments, Accelerator Immersive Training, and Tech Assist Smart Support. The future of technician training is here. Connect with your local Napa representative for more information. Hey, when customers choose a Napa Auto Care Center, they get more than a repair. They get trust, savings, and peace of mind. Want your shop to stand out? Connect with your local Napa representative and get the conversation started to become a Napa Auto Care Center. Hey, you know the technician shortage is real, but Napa Auto Care has a solution at no cost to members. The Napa Auto Care Apprentice Program builds tomorrow's technicians through a 2-year, 9-stage curriculum. Learn more at member.napaautocare.com or talk to your Napa representative today. Hey, let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. Napa Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the industry's best, most comprehensive SMS. Now, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you need to run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. And having local representation is a huge plus. Customizing Trax to your business, whether you're a one-person shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company, a representative consults with you to help optimize your shop's workflow, efficiency, and profitability. Trax always has the flexibility to do business how you need to do it, which means it can also grow as your business grows. And unlike the other guys, we'll be there for you after installation with the best training and support in the business. Yes, a learning management system tailored to each role in your company. Simply put, Trax was designed and built for shop owners just like you. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. So if your labor rate, let's just say if it was 200 every day walk-in door rate and you were doing a level 3, you'd price that at like $600-700?
Oh, yeah. All day long. Well, I mean, I'm a Euro shop, but, you know, we do it all day long with no issue. Level 3s, they hadn't gotten this car fixed anywhere, so.
Yeah, they know, listen, we've been struggling and yeah. And rumor has it that you're the shop that's going to fix this. What if you can't?
Well, I mean, we hadn't had a car leave we couldn't fix in the entire time I've owned the shop.
Attaboy.
Yeah. So, I mean, no cars leave that can't be fixed.
You got the confidence in your people and your tooling and your education that you know you're going to fix it.
Correct. Well, usually the person doesn't have the money to fix it. Doesn't mean the car can't be fixed. They give up or say, I want to trade the car in or get rid of the car or something like that. But
especially if you say $700.
I think our level 3 is... I mean, it's definitely right there at 800, somewhere around that. But yeah, we sell those all the time. But I hadn't told you about level 4.
You've got me on the edge of my seat, Eric.
I'm sure. Okay, level 4.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's the grandmother rate, I bet you.
Level 4. Okay, every shop owner is going to love this one. Level 4 is for that car that you don't even know if you want to work on it. And we've all had them. It's sitting there in the parking lot. It might look like hell. It might have a story a mile long to go with it. And you're sitting there either as an owner or service advisor trying to contemplate, should I even work on this car? If you decide not to work on it, which is totally fine, we send cars down the road that we don't even want to get involved in. Okay, then that's easy. You don't do anything. It just leaves. But if you decide that you'll work on this car, that's why we have a level 4. And that's 10 hours times your highest labor rate. We sell about one of those every month or two, maybe once every 2 months. I would think it'd be more than 6 times a year for sure. We get some cars towed to us that obviously fall in that category.
So 10 times, if you will, a $200 labor rate is $2,000 just to pull it in the door?
Yeah, and it's worth every penny.
Because you're going to spend a ton of time on it, probably.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
And you would prefer really not to work on it, but if the customer said yes, you're doctor of last resort.
If I prefer not to work on it, I'm usually shipping it. If it is like, no, I shouldn't work on this car, then I'm going to ship it. But if I decide, no, we can fix this car, it's just going to take us some time. We're getting paid for our time. And so if we're doing 10 hours, I expect my tech's going to spend somewhere between 5 to 7, hopefully, at the most. But we're still getting our 10. So, because we have a lot of lost parts revenue.
Sure you do. What would your average part cost at the end of one of those premium level fours, $200-$300?
Well, usually if we have a level four, it's either a gigantic wiring electrical issue where, you know, it's green wires everywhere, or, you know, from moisture. So, you know, a sunroof that's leaked for a year and we have to pull the whole interior, something like that, because just everything is corroded. So there's a lot of cleaning and a lot of testing afterwards. There's a high probability of comebacks for those type jobs. So we want to make sure we're covered.
What if you get close to going over the 10 hours?
I don't think we have ever like called for more testing time ever. So what we do is we have some conclusions in that time. So therefore, once we have some conclusions, we then need, okay, we need this and we need this and we need this, right? We need this module, or we need this part, or we need this harness, or whatever it happens to be. And then we're calling, okay, well, you know, we got to the end of our level four and this is what we found and this is how much it'll cost and so on. And then you go through the whole sales process, see if you want to go further. They either say yes or no. And that's where it's usually, you know, a 50-50.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I had mentioned a couple $100 in parts, but you know, that may be a little wire dongle or something. But if you come up with a harness or any major, you could have a couple $1,000 in parts.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Especially on the Euros. Yeah.
Yeah. If they're in it for that, then, you know, usually they're in for the repair.
Are you finding that these people are just in love with their car? It's already paid for. They want to keep it, that they'll invest in it?
I believe so. And keep in mind, when I talk about these prices and these levels and selling these four things, we always have to have three yeses, okay, before we ever even pick up the phone or sell any of this. So number one, is it good for the car? That has to be a yes. Number two, is it good for the customer? That has to be a yes. And number three, is it good for the shop? That has to be a yes. If my people know, if you answer no on any of those three, you better not pick up the phone and you better figure out what's going on and should you even move forward with this.
So this idea of yours from a long time ago, let's say 8 years ago, you started to work it with your people and refine it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a process that I'm sure you may tweak occasionally, but it sounds to me, this isn't something you could just go out and have a little quick, you know, huddle meeting and say, we're going to do this without really nailing this thing down, having a great SOP behind it and practice and get the lingo and the language down.
It's not as hard as you think. That's for sure. I've trained a lot of people, especially in my coaching. With my coaching clients, you know, if they're in, I mean, they have this implemented within a week. So I like quick wins. I always have, you know, quick wins builds great momentum. So most of my clients have multiple service advisors as I do. So I tell them, who's your best service advisor? Oh, it's such and such. Okay, pick that guy. Okay. Explain the system to him and have him throughout this week pick the one, two, or three easiest customers to deal with and have them, you know, test this on them first. So he kind of gets the lingo down, gets the quick yeses, easy ones, and then build from there. Once he does that, then it goes so much easier. Also, you have to remember this works for the technicians. So there's a few more sales skills involved with this. It's not too complicated, you know, for phone call ones and for people that are hesitant and, you know, don't want to say yes to any testing, but still will give you the key. There, you know, there's some sales skills for that too. But when it comes to the technicians, and the technicians know this system backwards and forwards, the technicians are then able to easily tell the service advisors, I need a level two on this car because of X. And then the service advisor's like, okay, no problem. They just walk up and sell it. It's not this debate. It's not this, hey, you got to really explain it to me a lot more than that. It's pretty smooth and also creates that efficiency model.
So your specialist in the back and the service advisors on your counter, they are in tandem step on this entire process.
Correct. And for all the shops out there that are programming modules, you can apply the same system, because there are certain programming schemes that take you 10 minutes. And then there's certain BMWs, Eurocars, wherever you might be, an hour, 2 hours, wherever, you know, going through programming and then test driving the car and then doing this, doing that, you know, relearn this and that. So we have level one, level two, and level three programming.
I love this. It is so simple. You know what this reminds me of? Oh my God, Eric, it reminds me of the definition of an A, B, and a C specialist or technician, you see. No one can really, really tell you. A and B and C has never been defined. I ask every owner or tech, and you know I don't like that word, in the industry, and I'll get, you know, 100,000 different answers. This, not like it would be universal, and maybe this should be universal, but inside the shop, you talk about defining levels. This is very, very powerful.
Guess what else? ADOS.
Oh my God.
Level one ADOS, level two ADOS, level three ADOS. Yeah. So the technician just tells the service advisor, hey, we're doing X. It's going to involve level two ADOS. So we already have these in CAN jobs. So click, click, done.
It's amazing to think that you've gotten this to such an interesting, refined level that you could almost do this for any particular challenging job. You could have different level maintenance programs going on.
You could. I think we've had that for a while, you know, especially with BG products and stuff like that, where they had, call it blue, silver, and gold, or bronze, silver, and gold, or where, you know, different maintenance packages for oil changes. So that's been kind of common. The other reason this works so well with customers is look at society and look at when you pull to a gas pump, you have three choices. Look when you go to any fast food restaurant, you have three choices. Look at Taco Bell menu. Give me a number one, right? Or give me all the way to number nine. So consumers are so used to this. So it's so easy. You know, it's a level one. It's like I'm selling them a taco meal.
You're talking my language, especially with my language shift, the rise of the specialist. I mean, we are so conditioned to know that specialists in the medical field save lives, and they all are specializing in all different things, which is why I believe that the universal word tech or technician that we call ourselves, I think it was really cool 20 years ago, but I don't think it works today, because you've got Mercedes specialists and BMW specialists that work for you, and yet the independents, all makes and all models, don't want to classify, you know, a calibration specialist and an alignment specialist, an air conditioning specialist, and a technology specialist. I mean, this is what we're in, a technology industry, period. Yes, we're mechanics. I get that part. But we're in such a high-tech industry, I don't think anybody stopped and genuflected about it.
That's true. You know, I have technicians, you know, in the back that, you know, one guy, please give me all the Audis and Volkswagens. That's what he wants. I have another guy, please give me all the BMWs and Porsches. You know, and I have another guy, give me all the Mercedes. And I wish, you know, they are cross-trained. So yes, they can do others, but they definitely have their favorites.
Listen, I love this. Anything else that you wanted to cover?
Let me give one more nugget for the guy that calls over the phone. So the customer calls in, service advisor answers phone. Hey, I have a check engine light, or I have this, or I have that. You know, how much do you charge? That's, you know, a very common question asked by a consumer. You know, after the service advisor does his magic and, you know, dials it in, we don't sell level threes over the phone. We don't bring that up. We want the car there. If it's just all the other normal stuff, I have a check engine light, or I have a misfire. You know, if somebody has misfire and their car is chugging and this, that, and the other, the consumer already thinks, you know, their car's falling apart or whatever. The technique is, hello, ma'am or sir, we have three levels of testing. Just like before, you're not going to need level three. You know, that's only 5% of the time. So therefore, I never said it couldn't ever happen. I just said, you probably don't need that. That's only 5% of the cases. So it's probably level one or level two. Let's get the car here or whatever, and then we can discuss it more when you get here. Well, how much is that? Well, level one is such and such. Okay, cool. Well, what's a level two? Well, we all know if it needs it, but such and such. We will quote menu-based prices over the phone, but we have no issue getting cars over the curb, even selling the level testing over the phone.
So they come in, you find out that it's worse than you thought. Now you got to go back on the phone for level three.
Oh, that's easy. Hey, remember that level three we said is only 5% of the time? Well, this is the 5%. So You have that. I am so sorry. Well, I don't want to go any further. Well, guess what? You do not owe me anything because we're going to find that out. If we're digging that deep, okay, and I already sold the person at level two, okay, we're going to finish the job. You know, we're going with the law of averages. If 80-90% of the time this is successful, I'm making money. No problem. So if I have to eat a few here and there, it's no big deal.
This is great. I so appreciate you coming on, Eric. Eric Svedberg out in Virginia, European Auto Works, and his coaching company, Fuel. We've got to make sure our people can get a copy of this level one, two, and three testing program. It's called Level Testing Sales Amplifier. I love this. We'll put a link in the show notes for everyone. I think you helped us realize how easy systematic processes can be in covering your butt to the point where, as we all know, you know, the parts and the labor usually ride the rails a lot of times at an equal pace. When you're starting to do testing, you don't get that part that rides with it. And you've got to lay it up to the customer. You've got to be paid for it. Wow.
And the hidden factor here is something that, you know, I always think of anytime I'm coming up with my processes or systems or I'm teaching or coaching, whatever, is something I learned, which is simple scales, complex fails. So the more simple I can create systems, the easier it is to train people, the easier it is for them to sell, easier it is for my people to communicate between each other.
I love that. Simple sales?
Simple scales.
Simple scales. Ah, I got it. Scales.
And complex fails.
And complex fails. Write that down.
That's compliments of Dan Martell.
Yeah, okay, great. So thanks for listening, everyone. Appreciate it. Hopefully you love this special topic with Eric. And thank you so much to Napa Auto Care and Napa Trax. And by the way, other great podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. There's the new logo. Check that out. What do you think, everybody? Huh? Coolness and coolness. And so who do we have, right? Hunt Demarest, Business by the Numbers. Oh my God, what great podcast the Hunt has. Man, Fonslow, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z. Kim and Brian Walker, Marketing Experts, the Auto Shop Marketing Podcast. Craig O'Neill, Speak Up, a Communications Podcast. Everybody I talk to, everybody, Eric, says, OMG, communications is becoming at the top of our list on things that we have to work on and be good at. And then coaching with Chris Cotton at the Weekly Blitz. Thank you so much. You need me, Carm, at remarkableresults.biz. Appreciate you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.